And one of these grounds, and I guess, yeah, they must both split down special buildings, I suppose.
As a matter of fact, it's quite understandable. I would have thought. You're so deeply involved, both of your work, and you're endeavoring in your own way to serve. My goodness me, you do serve. I only wish to goodness others who have this mood and heart would do as much as you do.
Who are we speaking to? Bless you for coming.
We are very saddened and very concerned about the state of the spiritual movement. And we have still some excellent psychics, excellent influence. And I'm quite convinced that others could be developed and brought into being, and the movement would prosper in consequence. But I do regret there does not seem to be any harmony. It's a most unfortunate thing that with this great truth, this great knowledge which you've been blessed with, the help and guidance and the spiritual realization that's been presented to you in your world, that so little has been done by so many who might be of great service, who might propagate these things of which we so long have been endowed you with. We get very depressed, you know. I suppose that strikes you as odd, but beyond this side, you'd never be depressed in our own environment and condition of life over here. We are not depressed, of course, but when we enter into your world, when we enter into the conditions which have been created in your world by humanity all worldwide, we get very disconsolate, very depressed, very sad, and particularly among those who profess to know these truths, who should be propagating them and demonstrating them, not only in the psychic and the spiritual sense, but in their daily lives as examples. Unless they can set examples, how can you speak out of some part of them?
Are you Mr. Findlay?
Yes.
I thought so. Bless you.
And I'm very disheartened. I realize that human beings are human beings. No one is perfect. Of course, this is expected. And I know that there are sincere individuals who are doing their utmost as best they can in their own particular way. But I do realize only too well there is a great undermining of the movement going on here and there. I only wish to goodness it were possible to sort it out and straighten it out and put the movement back on the pinnacle which I feel sure it should occupy.
Mr. Findlay, may I ask you a question about it?
By all means.
Is it possible that if I was more often at Stansted Hall, you would be able to help people realize a lot more how wrongly they're going? And thank you very much for being able to use me. Should I make myself more available for you?
I hope so.
I know very well that the authority doesn't tell this.
I don't want you to get a wrong impression. I want to clarify if I can certain points.
Yes.
You know as well as I do that I devoted many years of my life to the movement of propagating it with my books,
yes,
and the endowment that I gave to the spiritual movement.
Yes.
That it should be an open forum, that it should be utilized, that the house should be utilized for propagating this truth for the development of instruments that could serve and be of great service in an outer world, and they should be used as a college where they can be trained, where they can be sent out. I'd always hoped that it could be used in that sense, that it could be a training college where people could learn about the movement, the aspects of mediumship, the development of mediumship, where they could be trained, where they could be housed, where they could be educated, where they could find a way in which they could best serve, and they could be sent out and about to various societies, churches, propaganda meetings, presenting this subject intelligently, rationally, and evidentially. But it seems to me as if it's developed into a second-rate hotel.
Yes.
It's not very good service for food.
Yes.
I'm sorry if I had to say this.
No,
but,
you're quite right.
The standard of mediumship, by and large, is enough to put most intelligent people off. I think this is very sad. I realize there's a shortage of first-class mediums. and not enough encouragement and development is taking place for other forms of mediumship, such as the physical, which after all is what convinced me. It was the physical aspect of this whole subject that gave me the conviction through Sloan and occasionally others. Yes. And I feel that it's sadly lacking. I'm not suggesting that you mustn't have or shouldn't have mental mediums. Of course, you must have mental mediums, and they are actually necessary and essential. You must have healing also. But the point is that I do feel there is a great dearth of good physical mediumship, and we need physical mediums. Why aren't they utilizing this form of mediumship? Why aren't mediums being developed? Why isn't a college being used as a development center of good first-class mediumship that can demonstrate the truth to the world? I feel there's a great lack of cooperation, great lack of coordination. And it seems to me at the moment the movement is, I don't know whether I should say split, but it certainly seems bereft to certain extent anyway, of harmony and love and friendship and brotherhood. Why don't they pool their resources? Why don't they cast out for themselves all the stupidities and weaknesses which are wrecking them? Why don't they get on with the job?
Well, unfortunately, there's a lack of finance here.
I do
what I can. I'm afraid I'm a voice in the wilderness, almost.
My dear man, finance in a sense, I mean, it is true to say, has got nothing to do with the development of first-class mediumship. You don't get your money in the bank to become a good medium.
Oh, no.
No, that's true. I'm not saying that the college doesn't need financial support, that it doesn't need more money to run it as it should be run. But I do appreciate, and I think everyone should appreciate, the fact that good mediumship invariably springs, and always did spring, from often people who sadly lacked education, had little background of money or no money at all.
Yes.
They were slow. You couldn't have had a better medium than slow, but he had little or no background, little no education. He was a sincere, genuine, honest man who developed a marvelous mediumship. This is what the movement needs.
Yes.
A dedicated group of people who come together in love and in friendship and in brotherhood to develop the powers of the spirit and then utilize those powers for the common good and the propagating of this great truth. I don't see that happening downstairs. It seems to have become, well, I don't know what I should say, I know what I feel like saying. It's well, I think that was like a second-rate hotel. People sit together and they drink together down there, and scandal, and heaven knows what else that goes on. This I find terribly depressing.
I think that tech department should be removed.
I don't think it seems to me they're developing the wrong kind of spirits.
Yes, they are.
I don't object to anyone having a drink. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not suggesting that they shouldn't have a certain amount of
drink.
But it does seem to me all rather sad that the place should be a place of education and upliftment and the realization of the power of the spirit should be demonstrated to the best possible ability of the individuals themselves. It seems to me now to be developing into something absolutely different to what I
mean. We are trying, Arthur, to extend activities into a wider field, cutting out the sole ownership of the SNU, trying to extend it. And we can hope that it will eventually be what I know you wished it to be, and that is a proving ground for human activity in the mediumistic sense.
I visualize it as a center of light and dark.
But it's very difficult, you know, one is up against a lot of human beings.
I regret to say this, but it seems to me there's such a dearth of good mediumship. And those Starkwood are overtaxed, obviously they're doing too much, and in consequence their health will fail, or their mediumship will fail, they'll lose their powers. This is happening, of course, here and there. It's all very tragic, very sad. I feel this partially due to the fact, obviously, there isn't, as you say, sufficient money, but I would like to see the college used as a place where people could develop the powers of the spirit, where under certain circumstances they can be helped financially during that development, and certainly be given encouragement in every possible conceivable way, and gradually brought out into public to do the work of the spirit, to demonstrate the powers of the spirit. But it seems to me that they depend on anyone that they can get hold of, whether they're good, bad or indifferent, and they've got to keep a program up. My goodness me, some of the programs, I'm afraid I wouldn't want to listen to
any
about them.
That's true. That's true.
Well, I do what I can.
I know. Bless you. I'm sure you do. But
you know, I'm
giving this to all my friends. I presume I still have some left.
Yes.
Well, of course, I'm being facetious. But anyway, bless you. Continue the good work.
Thank you
too, my dear. And give my remembrances to all. And don't think that because I'm being a bit caustic that I'm being unkind. I didn't mean to be unkind, but I must admit that I'm very disheartened, disillusioned, and disappointed with the college. It's not what I anticipated, it's not what I intended, it certainly isn't going the way in which I hoped it might go. I realize a lack of finance, I realize that you have to run it more or less like a second-rate hotel to keep it open, but it's all very sad, I think, because what is important is the work that's begun.
Well, if it's possible for you to impress us to
again use Mildred as your general opposed waiting, I'm told, but bless you, and I think trust that we can have another chance to have a conversation. Perhaps with somebody to teach, you might bring some of your friends. We might get down to business and discuss things. Anyway, goodbye.
Goodbye, God bless you.